Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, guys? Welcome into today's show. This is for all of you who are going through a tough time. If you are anything like me, and you are an entrepreneur, and you are chasing after big goals, big dreams, big aspirations, the higher you reach, oftentimes the farther we fall. And we all go through seasons of trial and tribulation and turbulence, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And today's message is for you. Now, if you are not subscribed to the podcast yet, be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode. You can also listen and subscribe on YouTube if you type in Millionaire Mindcast. And all I ask is that if you get any value from anything that I talk about on the show or anything that one of our guests shares on the show, that you do one of two things. Either spread this message and share it with somebody that can gain some value from it by hearing it today, as well as leave a review. If there was something that you heard that positively impacted you, the way you think, the way you act, the way you feel, all I ask is that you leave a review on whatever platform it is that you enjoy listening to this content on. Today's spotlight listener is Jessica Graves. And a big shout out to Jessica for closing her first real estate investment deal and tagging me. Love that you just took action. You didn't need to have it all figured out. Took action based on some of the stuff that was shared here over the podcast on previous episodes. So big shout out to you. If you guys want to be featured on the show, all you have to do is leave a review and tag me on your social media story. Now let's dig into today's episode and talk about some real shiz that can help you get through whatever challenges you are currently facing and experiencing, and or the ones that you're going to face moving forward right after this quick message. I don't know about you guys, but I often feel weak. I often feel discouraged. I often feel frustrated, stressed out, anger, overwhelmed. A lot of emotions that I don't outwardly display, and a lot of people don't see. You know, outside looking in, we often have no idea what people are dealing with on the inside. They always say your mind is a scary place and you shouldn't go there alone, because if you spend too much time in that head of yours thinking about all the things that we often think about, it can get pretty scary. And a lot of people always say to me, Matt, you're so positive. You never struggle. You got it all figured out. You seem like you're always so happy. And that is the choice that I often make. But I'm here to tell you, my mind is just as fucked up as yours is. Maybe worse. Oftentimes it probably is. And we all have seasons of struggle and self-doubt and the thought of quitting, the thought that we're not good enough, the thought of shame or guilt or whatever it may be. Non-empowering thoughts that ultimately do not serve us to stepping into the highest version of ourselves, to often be the person what is required to get us through the storms and weather the challenges that get thrown at us in life. And life can change on a dime for better and for worse. And for one reason or another, this year seems like it has been a choppy, choppy, choppy journey into uncharted territory that I have not been yet. And oftentimes that has created a lot of those emotions, a lot of those feelings that have consumed me at certain periods. I've had seasons where I often snooze my alarm way more than I should. I struggle to get my feet on the floor with enthusiasm and encouragement and in gratitude. My workouts are mediocre, going through the motions, doing enough just to check the box. The accountability for myself and others is non-existent. I'm not upholding the standards often that I preach about, that I practice in my own life. Oftentimes, it's easy just to feel numb and try and find other resources or outlets or crutches that make the pain go away. It's tough. Life is tough. But the only thing you can do is choose to keep your head up, trust in the process and the journey that you're on, and know that in the overall timeline, if you do the right things consistently day in and day out, whether it feels like you're moving the needle, in the overall timeline, if you were to look up and look back of how much ground you've covered and the highs and the lows that you've experienced, the trajectory that you've been on, you're going to come out on top as long as you don't quit. And when you have those fears, when you have those down times, when you hit rock bottom and you get through those challenges, that turbulence, those learning lessons, those failures, that feedback is just hardening you and creating a more optimized mentally, physically, spiritually person that is going to sustain the next level you are breaking through to. And all I know is that if you're feeling this way and you're feeling down and you got doubt, you're not alone. And you're just as strong as anybody else who's achieved the things that you want to achieve. Because guess what? They just kept putting one foot in front of the other. Don't stop moving. Don't stop moving. There is a light in every dark tunnel as long as you keep walking down the track. May not be today, may not be tomorrow, may not be next month. But I guarantee you, if you keep looking and you keep walking, you're going to find it. This whole journey is all about stamina. It's about grit. It's about perseverance. And I don't know about you guys, but this is a universal belief that I choose to believe is 100% true. That whether it's God, whether it's the universe, whether it's Mother Earth, whatever your higher power is that you believe in, rewards the person, you and I, who refuses to give up, who refuses to be denied, who refuses to keep standing back up after getting our teeth kicked in, after getting that blow to the gut, after getting that bad news, after getting that deal that fell out, after getting that client that leaves a bad review, after a family member dying, a girlfriend, a boyfriend leaving you, whatever happens in life, you just have to keep showing back up. Just keep showing back up. You're going to take those L's. But if you show back up, you step in the batter's box, and you keep swinging, you're going to get on base. You're going to score runs. You're going to look up at the scoreboard, and you're going to have points on the board. You're going to strike out? Hell yeah, you are. But just like water dripping on a rock over and over and over and over and over again, eventually, it's going to start to carve out its own space, its own path, and you have to trust in that. So if you're out there right now going through a challenging time, just know you're not alone. The next time you do go through turbulent times, know you're not alone. All you got to do is ask for help, be open for feedback, be willing to do whatever it takes to get momentum back on your side. The way you do that, just win the morning, then win the day, then win your evening, then win the week, the month, until you've recalibrated, you've course corrected, and you've broken through to that next level. You have everything you need inside you as long as you don't lose belief. Hopefully this was valuable. If it was, spread some love, make an impact in someone's life right now. Oftentimes, I don't know about you guys, when I'm down on myself and someone else gifts me a little encouragement, a little confidence, a little love, a little pat on the back, sometimes that's all we need. So share this message with somebody that you think might need it today. Give them that love, that courage. Be sure to tag me or connect with me on social media at Official Mattie A. If you haven't subscribed yet, be sure to subscribe and review. And if you guys want to know more about the amazing tools and coaching, the accountability groups, the education we provide to hard-charging entrepreneurs like yourself and get connected into that ecosystem to lift each other up, to compound that success, you can learn more at therichlifeacademy.com. Until next time, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.